Do you know that there is only one God in three eternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you know that Jesus said He is the only way to heaven, and His death and resurrection bring forgiveness of sins to all who believe? Welcome to the Pastor Study, a ministry of pastorstudy.org. Join us now as we study God's Word, the Bible, together.
Welcome to the Pastor Study. Perhaps you have heard me preach on this TV program. Dreams are from one of three places: God, the devil, or pizza. And I remember having a dream I really thought was from God, didn't turn out to be at all. So you need to be careful about dreams. Nevertheless, I do think God can speak to you through a dream. Take this for what you think it's worth, but recently I was asked to go downtown Minneapolis to preach at a Christian mission down there for the poor. I do it about once a year. And so I prayed, okay, Lord, what should I preach to those people? That night, I had this dream. And in the dream, I was preaching to these people about protecting themselves from the cults. And do that, number one, by believing in the Trinity. Number two, by trusting the cross of Christ to save you. And I've never had a dream where I was told what to preach, and it was so specific that it gave me the first two sermon points. So I went downtown, and that's what I preached. And I thought, maybe I should preach this on TV as well. So we're going to do that. Protect yourself from the cults. And how do you do that? Well, let's pray. Father, we pray for anyone watching this program who is involved in a false religion, a false church, that your Holy Spirit would speak to them and bring them out of the darkness into a good Christian church. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Protect yourself from the cults. Point number one, how do I do that? Believe in one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All the cults reject the Trinity. Mormons, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons believe in thousands of gods. And if you're a good Mormon, you can become a god someday. They believe our God the Father used to be a Mormon man on another planet who attained godhood. That's not Christianity. Jehovah's Witnesses deny that Jesus is God. But the Bible teaches Jesus is fully God and fully man. But if Jehovah's Witnesses come to your door, they will say, the Trinity is nowhere in the Bible. My response is, the word Trinity is not in the Bible. The concept of the Trinity starts in Genesis chapter 1 and goes throughout. Let me show you how you can see the Trinity in the first paragraph of the Bible. Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There's God the Father. And the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. There's the Holy Spirit. And God said, let there be light. He said, let there be plants. God spoke his word. The word of God, we learn in John chapter 1, is Jesus. And the last thing Jesus said on earth was, disciples, go ye therefore, baptizing them in the name singular of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So make sure you believe in the triune God. Next way to protect yourself from the cults: believe what Jesus did on the cross saves you. You don't save you. The Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter 6, far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. In other words, I can't boast about how good I am because I'm a sinner. It's only Jesus and the cross that saves me. This is called grace. We're not saved by our goodness and how good I am. We're saved by the grace of God alone. But all the cults are do-it-yourself religions. You try real hard, you be real good, you say enough mantras, you earn enough good karma, and then you'll go to nirvana. Years ago, I was walking through the airport, and a young man with a bald head and an orange robe comes up, and he puts this big Bhagavad Gita book in my hands. I'd like to give you a free gift from the Society for Christian Consciousness. And I said, well, thank you, and I took it. And then he jingled his jar. Would you like to give money to the Society for Krishna Consciousness? I think he called it Christian Consciousness. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't give you money. Well, why not? I said, I don't believe Krishna is Christian. Oh, well, we believe Jesus is a son of God. And I said, I know. I believe he's the son of God, period. Well, we believe if you keep the perfect teachings of the perfect master Jesus, you too will attain nirvana. And I looked at him and I said, you know, I can't do that. That's why he had to die on the cross. And it was weird. When I said those words, it was like I took my fist and slugged him. Just got this weird, and he grabbed his book and went to somebody else. But now listen, we're not saved by how good we are or how hard we try. We're saved only by the cross, by what Jesus did on the cross. This is called salvation by grace alone, not by your good works. So many people think you get to heaven by being good enough. We'll never be good enough. It's only the cross that saves us. I mean, think of it this way. What is it, $12 now to go to a movie? You've got 25 cents. I've got a dime. Which of us is getting in? Neither of us. Unless Jesus comes along with $24 and pays our way in. That's what he was doing on the cross when he was paying for our sins. Or think of it this way. Let's say you're standing next to me and we're going to see who can jump the furthest to Omaha. Now, I'm taping this in Minneapolis and I grew up in Omaha. It's about 360 miles from here. And you muster up and you jump 10 feet on the way to Omaha. And I muster up my strength, and I get 8 feet to Omaha. For you to turn around and say, nya, nya, I'm closer than you are, is ridiculous, because we're both so far short of the goal. Yes, one person might be a little better than the other, but everybody falls so far short. That's why we need the cross. So protect yourself from the cults by believing in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, by believing in what Jesus did on the cross is what saves you, and you don't save you. Third way to protect yourself from the cults, get into a good church. You know, some people say, well, the Bible never says you have to go to church. Yes, it does. Hebrews chapter 10, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. So make sure you go to a good church, but let me tell you where not to go to church. The Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Christian Science Church, the Unity Church, the Unitarian Church, the Unification Church of the Sung Myung Moon. He's dead now, but people still worship him. Stay away from the cult of Scientology. And most Pentecostals are Christian people, but there's a tiny group called United Pentecostalism, and they believe that you have to speak in tongues to be saved, and they don't really believe in the Trinity. Stay away from Armstrongism, Tomorrow's World television program. Those are the cults. But find a good church and go every week. It might save your life. Here was an older man who went to church every Sunday. One Sunday, Ed did not show up in church. People wondered, you know, he's always in church. After church, some of them said, well, we better go. So they went over to his house, looked through his window. Ed is lying on his back on the living room floor. They broke in. They got the ambulance. They took him to the hospital, and he's saved because he went to church every Sunday. So everybody, find a good Bible-believing church and go every week. Next thing to say, believe in the Trinity, believe in the cross, get in a good church. Fourth way to protect yourself from the cults, read your Bible every day. There's an old saying, the Bible that is falling apart usually belongs to someone who isn't. When I was a teenager, my dad ran the horse race track in Omaha. So when I was a teenager, my summer job was to go in the back room and to count money all day long. And I really got the feel of a dollar bill in between my fingers. Now and then I'd be, and ooh, something feels funny. And I'd look at it, and it was a counterfeit. I could spot the counterfeit like this because I knew the feel of the genuine item. You know the best way to protect yourself from the cults? Get the feel of these pages between your fingers. Read your Bible daily. And once you know the genuine item, you're going to be able to spot a cult like that. So let's review. Protect yourself from the cults. Believe in one God in three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Believe we're saved by grace alone, not by your good works, by the cross. Get into a good church. Read your Bible every day. And one more point here. So I preached this sermon that I just preached to you downtown at that mission in Minneapolis. And I said, any questions? Young man puts up his hand. Well, what about these Christian churches now that are doing gay weddings? Some of them have gay pastors who were married to their same sex. What's that about? And I said to him, good question. When I was young, the cults were out there. Now, cultic teaching has entered into Christian denominations. So we got to be careful in this day and age. I'm a Lutheran. There are good Lutheran churches, and there are horrible Lutheran churches. Same for Methodist, Episcopal, etc. So it's weird how cultic teaching now has invaded the church. And you know, to say one more thing. I turned on the TV this morning, and here is our very pro-abortion rights, Governor Walz of Minnesota, sitting at a table with Planned Parenthood, talking about how central abortion is to Minnesota. We need a constitutional amendment. Listen, do you know Minnesota already has one of the most extreme abortion laws on the planet? We'll abort a baby for any reason right up to the day of delivery. This is extreme. And now, I hope not, but it looks like the governor is going to push that we vote and put it in our Constitution, abortion on demand. I mean, this is sick. But you know why I'm bringing it up as they do with the cults? I'm Lutheran. I used to be an ELCA Lutheran. They're big in Minnesota until I led my church out of the ELCA because of how radical they've become. And now we joined a more biblical branch of Lutheranism. Governor Walz is a Lutheran. And why that is tragic, the ELCA Lutheran Church throughout the country, it's very liberal, they pay for abortions with offering dollars in the ELCA healthcare plan. You're offering dollars at work. For any reason whatsoever in the ELCA healthcare plan, funded by offering dollars, they'll pay for abortion. When a while ago Roe versus Wade was about to be overturned, the head bishop of the ELCA went to Washington, to the White House, to lobby in favor of Roe versus Wade and abortion rights. So when that young man at that mission downtown said, what about these churches that are promoting homosexuality, et cetera, I said to him, these are days we need to pray. Make sure you are in a good church that believes in the Trinity. Make sure you are in a good church that preaches we're saved by God's grace, by the cross, not by your good works. Make sure you're reading your Bible every day. And just be careful. If you're in a church that is denying basic Christian truth, even if it's got a Christian name on it, find a new church. Amen.
Welcome to the portion of the Pastor Study where we ask Pastor Brock questions regarding the Bible. Pastor Brock, our first letter is from a viewer. Mm-hmm. I saw your program and I'd like to know what you think about Jehovah's Witnesses. I am a Jehovah's Witness and I feel I am not in the right religion. How can I find more information? It seems I cannot escape the clutches of the organization. I believe there's more to life after life than just living here on earth. Jehovah's Witnesses do not believe in hell. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Jehovah's Witnesses believe that if you die and you're not a true believer, you're annihilated, you're wiped out, mm-hmm. So there's no hell. They also believe, and to me this is not a major error, I think there are Christian people that believe this, they think heaven is going to be on earth. We're going to inhabit this planet, so we're going to live for eternity on earth. Now, I don't think that's what the Bible teaches, but you know, some Christians believe that God will melt and purify the earth and somehow use it in the new heavens and the new earth. I think that's iffy, but that's not a big deal. What is a big deal is that Jehovah's Witnesses deny that Jesus is God and they have a works salvation. And let me explain that. I mean, I remember years ago a lady from my church, Pastor Brock, the Jehovah's Witnesses here, can you come over? So I went over and all three of us sat in our living room, and this was an older, very intelligent Jehovah's Witness. Mm-hmm. And no offense, he knew his Bible backwards and forwards, but mostly backwards, because he denied the Trinity, denied Christ's deity. And finally, I said to him, you know, I believe what Ephesians 2 teaches, that we're saved by grace and not by our good works. How do you think someone is saved? And he said, well, you have to do the work of the kingdom to be saved. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, what is that? Well, it's going door to door and sharing the gospel. So no wonder Jehovah's Witnesses go door to door so much, because that's the way you're going to get into heaven. We all should be sharing the gospel, but Amen. What they've got is not the gospel. Mm-hmm. It's works, not grace, and they don't have the Jesus that we have. Our Jesus is Lord and God. Their Jesus is a creature that God the Father created at a point in time. Their Jesus is not eternal. So yeah, I would run from Jehovah's Witnesses. And if you want to know more about their teaching, just go to the website, go to the Google and type in Jehovah's Witness false teaching. You'll get lots of articles written by Christians who will give you the explanation of what's wrong.
What book do they use? I mean, we have the Bible.
Bible. They have their own translation of the New World Translation, okay, where they translate John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. That's not how the Greek reads. And they also have, you know, the Watchtower magazine. Charles Russell's kind of their prophet, but I would get out of that church, because mm-hmm. I don't think it's a church.
So if you try to talk to one and you're showing them in your Bible, say the King James Version, they don't go by that.
Well, they would go by a very similar Bible to what we have, but they just have a way of reinterpreting it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Is Islam a cult?
Well, I'm going to say no. Let me define cult. Mm-hmm. This is the way I understand the word cult. A cult is a group that says it's Christian but isn't. Islam doesn't claim to be Christian. So I think Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, they're not cults because they're non-Christian religions. They don't claim to be Christian. What I call a cult is a group that says it's a Christian but denies basic Christian doctrine. Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, Christian Science, etc.
Yeah. Okay. Is Unitarianism a cult?
Well, the Unitarian Church is the most liberal denomination on earth. And that's a hard answer, because a lot of Unitarians would tell you, I'm not a Christian. But a lot of them think they are Christians. Hmm. And so, therefore, it can be a cult. Yeah.
Okay. What do Christian Scientists believe?
Yeah, there's the Church of Christian Science, founded by Mary Baker Eddy in the late 1800s. And I heard somebody say about Christian Scientists, Christian Science is neither Christian nor scientific. And what Mary Baker Eddy taught, and again, she's claiming to be a Christian, she's claiming to use the Bible, but she's written her own book called, Key to Science and Scripture, by something like that, by Mary Baker Eddy. Christian Scientists do not believe that sin and sick, excuse me, Christian Science do not believe that sin exists. It's, you're wrong thinking. If you believe sin exists, you're not thinking properly. So you need to be enlightened by Mary Baker Eddy to understand that sin is not real. It doesn't really exist. Well, if sin doesn't exist, why did Jesus die on the cross?
Mm-hmm.
They also don't believe sickness exists, which is why you don't go to a hospital. You go to a Christian Science practitioner that'll pray for you and help you understand that, you know, you're not really sick.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Are a lot of these organizations growing?
I think Christian Science, well, you ever seen a Christian Science reading room? Downtown in a lot of cities, you'll find a Christian Science reading room. I don't think the Christian Science church is growing much, from what I know. Yeah.
Okay. Should I talk to Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons when they come to my door? And what do I say?
You know, I had a lady of our church come up to me once, and she said, well, Pastor Brock, Jehovah's Witnesses are at my door, and I slammed the door in their face, as if she thought she did something good. I think that's terrible. Mm-hmm. When they come to my door, I don't usually invite them in, but I'll stand at the door and talk, and I'll explain to them, I believe the Bible teaches Jesus is God. I know you don't believe that, but I try to, in a nutshell, get them to think about what does the Bible really teach. Now, it's interesting. They'll offer you literature,
mm-hmm.
but if you offer them your literature, they won't take it. Yeah. So I think we need to be super polite to Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses when they come to our door. I think I would state why I disagree. If the Lord leads you to have I've had them come in the house and had long sit-down talks with Mormons. There is the scripture in was it second letter of John about don't invite people's false teaching in your house. But that may simply mean they're not to stay there overnight and stay there for the next 5 days. You know, I think it's okay to have a extended conversation with them. Mm-hmm. But be careful.
Yeah, and share the gospel if you can.
Yes.
Are there Christian denominations that have become cults?
Well, again, Mona, this is what I preached on. When I was a little boy, the United Methodist Church, the Presbyterian Church, the Lutheran Church, the Episcopal Church, all these churches were fine. And Mona, one reason I believe there's a devil, the same demons have invaded all these denominations. Mm-hmm. God the Mother worship. Mm-hmm. All roads lead to heaven. Gay sex is okay. Abortion is okay. There is no hell. And not saying that everybody that is in those denominations believes that, mm-hmm. but there's a healthy percentage. And that is different. This is new. And so, yeah, I think some of these churches have become cult-like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How can I tell a good church from a false one?
We just preached on that. Just ask the pastor, do you believe the Bible is the infallible Word of God? Is there a hell, Pastor? Mm-hmm. Do you believe Jesus is the only way of salvation, or are there many ways? Do you believe God's teaching on sexuality, etc.? So you can spot them pretty easy if you know what questions to ask.
That's true.
Yeah.
Is there a certain...
There's a question you missed there about New Age.
Oh, let's see here. Oh.
Where's the question about
what does the New Age movement teach?
Why, thank you, Mona. Thank you, Mona.
I'm glad you caught that.
Well, the New Age movement can be a cult because they can teach that they are Christians and they have the real teaching of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is kind of a guru, mm-hmm. and they've discovered what Jesus really taught, which is that you are God. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you who, to me, encapsulates the New Age movement. Oprah Winfrey. Mm-hmm. She claims to be a Christian. She was raised Baptist. And I remember years ago on her TV show, God bless some Christian woman who stood up in the audience and said, but Oprah, Jesus said he's the only way to the Father, John 14:6. And Oprah says he can't be the only way. He can't be the only way. And then she said this, and this to me is the New Age movement. I was raised to believe that Jesus came to earth to die for our sins. Now as an adult, I believe Christ came to earth to get us in touch with our own inner Christ consciousness. We're all the Christ. We're all God. That's the New Age movement. Hmm. And you can say you're a Christian, but you are not God and you never will be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And who gave her the authority to make all those
assumptions? She was promoting a book by Eckhart Tolle, this New Age teacher that she was enthralled with, and sadly, I think she led a lot of people astray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Is there a certain Bible version you recommend? Sometimes I find the Bible very confusing.
Yeah, we've had this question a number of times. I like what's called the English Standard Version Study Bible, the ESV Study Bible. I like a Bible that's a real literal translation of the Old Testament Hebrew and the New Testament Greek. So I wanted to know what exactly was written. The English Standard Version is good because it's very careful. Mm-hmm. There are other versions that are easier to read, mm-hmm. but I like to get detailed. And why I like the ESV Study Bible, and I encourage everybody to buy one, on the bottom of every page mm-hmm. are footnotes explaining the difficult verses. So if you come across a difficult verse, you can look down, and they're very fair. They'll say, this is a difficult verse. How to interpret it has mm-hmm. been under disagreement for centuries, but some Christians believe it means this. I really like that. Mm-hmm. So it's called the ESV Study Bible.
What do you think, King James Version?
Well, the King James is a beautiful version, mm-hmm. but we've got, that was like, what, 1611 that was translated. Since then, we've discovered older manuscripts of the New Testament. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's a more exact translation today. The New American Standard Bible is very good. The ESV version is good. And nothing's wrong with the King James Bible. Not much has changed at all.
Okay.
But I like basing it on the most current ancient manuscripts we found.
All righty.
Yeah.
Is there a certain way I should read my Bible?
Well, you know, I think you need to start at either Matthew chapter 1 mm-hmm. and read all the way through the New Testament. Mm-hmm. Then go back, Genesis chapter 1, and read all the way through the New. I've read my Bible many times. Mm-hmm. I think open the Bible and read Jude once, and then next day look at Proverbs. That's just, you won't get the full meaning. Mm-hmm. So I think pick a book, read it all the way through, and then go to the next book.
Yeah. Well, is it wrong to open the Bible and point to get a guidance?
You know, I used to do that. You know, Lord, should I go to that college or that college? And I would get, and the ark was 40 cubits or something. And I was taught, you don't do that. Mm-hmm. You're testing God, and that's not why the Bible was written. And if I remember right, Mona, this is many years ago, I did that one more time, and I hit the verse, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Ooh, that would make it
so
different.
I tried not to do that. There you go. So,
did the apostles write the Apostles' Creed?
You know, the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, Jesus Christ. That goes all the way back to the 2nd century A.D. Mm. It's the oldest creed. I mean, that's an early version of it. The version we do now is more like 300s, but the earliest version is like 150, 60, 80, AD. And the apostles did not write it, mm-hmm. But it does capsulize the apostles' teaching. Mm-hmm. So that's why we use it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Trinity is a man-made concept. It is nowhere in the Bible. I believe the Christian church invented the Trinity in 325 AD.
Yeah, your thoughts. They're referring to the Council of Nicaea when the bishops came together mm-hmm. to combat the false teaching of Arius, who taught Jesus is not God. It's not like they came up with the Trinity in 320. The Trinity, again, is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. It's in the last words of Christ on earth. But that is when they formally said, and they had believed in the Trinity prior to that, but then that's when they said, Arius is wrong. He's condemned as a heretic. We believe in the Trinity. That's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there we go. We got about 20 seconds left, everybody, and just we want to thank you for your prayers for this ministry and for your support for us. And if you want to keep us on the air and you believe in what we're doing, you can go to pastorstudy.org. People support us there. They'll write a letter and you can do it that way. But God bless you. See you next time.
Thank you for watching the Pastor Study. You can watch more of our programs at pastorstudy.org. We are on the air preaching the good news of Jesus Christ because of the generous support of you, our viewers. Would you consider supporting our ministry? You may do so at pastorstudy.org or write the Pastor Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the blessing of our one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever.